CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 18th of December 2016. This is GB2RS News. News headlines, GB16 Yota News, Christmas GB2RS arrangements, transatlantic commemoration successful. The special call sign GB16YOTA is on the air to introduce and promote amateur radio to young people. It'll be operated from a variety of clubs and organisations throughout December. Today, Sunday the 18th, Stirling and District ARS will be on the air, and this is followed by Durham and District on the 19th and 20th. On the 21st, the call sign is operated by Chertsey Radio Club, and then it moves to Wales on the 22nd with Aberystwyth and District ARS. So if you hear GB16YOTA, Yota, on the air, please give them a call, as you might well be giving a young person their very first taste of amateur radio. We start with seasonal greetings to all newsreaders and listeners, both over the air and via the internet recordings, and not forgetting viewers of the ATV broadcast, which is available via several repeaters and kindly streamed via the BATC TV website. Next week, the RSGB will prepare a short GB2RS news script for Sunday the 25th of December, Christmas Day. Newsreaders may not be reading it on the air, or indeed recording it, but you can find the script on the RSGB website from the afternoon of Friday the 23rd of December onwards. There'll be no GB2RS script for Sunday the 1st of January. Normal broadcasts will resume on Sunday the 8th of January 2017. Last week we mentioned the special event to commemorate the 95th anniversary of the first transatlantic contact between Greenwich, Connecticut and Anderson, Scotland, on the 12th of December. The commemorative contact between Greenwich and Anderson took place at 1531 UTC with US operator Dave Patton, NN1M, and Scotland operator Jason O'Neill, GM7VSB. The original 1921 message was exchanged successfully. The event was widely reported in Scotland on both radio and TV, as well as in a number of newspapers, so congratulations to all involved. During the festive season, Bletchley Park is open to visitors daily except the 24th, 25th, 26th of December and the 1st of January. The RSGB would like to extend its thanks to the amazing work by the volunteer team who keep the National Radio Centre open throughout the year. Meanwhile, GCHQ has generously donated £15,000 to the Bletchley Park Trust. The money was raised from the sales of a special edition of the book Professor Alan Turing Decoded, written by his nephew Sir Dermot Turing. The donation presented to Bletchley Park recently will help fund the Oral History Project. This involves staff and volunteers visiting surviving veterans all over the country to record their memories and observations of life at Bletchley Park. The first Bath Buildathon took place in 2008, making the next one the 10th in the series. This year the team have selected a Kanga 40-metre sudden receiver kit that will come with a pre-drilled hole and all the fittings. There are a number of intermediate students already booked in, but there is room for more to join in the fun, even if they're not intermediate students. The event will take place in the centre of Bath on Saturday the 7th of January and will run from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The cost of the day, including the kit and all parts, will be £40. Further details from Steve G0FUW, email g0fuw at tiscali.co.uk. The IARU Region 1 Monitoring System newsletter reports that one of China's HF over-the-horizon radars has been transmitting on 6.999 MHz, impinging on the very low end of the 40-metre band. Military ALE transmissions have also been heard from Kyrgyzstan on 7050 kHz. IARU Monitoring also reports that the Australian Jindalee Operational Radar Network has been heard on 10.131 MHz in the amateur 30-metre band. Amateur radio is secondary on 30. Radio Eritrea appeared in November on 7180 kHz, together with white noise from Ethiopia. The frequencies 7146.5, 7175 and 7185 kHz were reported to be in use also. Reports of amateur radio band intruders may be logged in the IAIU Region 1 Monitoring System Logger at http://peditio.net/intruder/bluechat.cgi. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. We know of no more rallies for 2016. If you have any rally or event information for 2017 that you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible. DX News now compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Matt VK1MA will be active holiday style as VK9NM from Norfolk Island, IOTA OCO05 from the 19th to the 26th of December, QSLVAR Logbook of the World and EQSL only. The Holy Land DX Group will be active as 4X07W from around 0700 UTC on the 23rd of December until noon on the 24th. They'll operate SSB and CW with two stations from the Israel National Park and UNESCO World Heritage Site of Beit Guvrin. QSL via 4Z5LA. Robert DU7ET operates as 4 Fox 7 Oscar Charlie from Negros Island, WLOTA 3568, between the 15th of December and the 15th of January, QSL DU7ET. During the weekends in December and January, members of the radio clubs Puebla DX and AREPAC plan to activate IOTA groups NA221 224 with a call XF2L, QSL XE1SOV. Special event news now. The Liechtenstein Amateur Radio, Radio Amateur Society, AFVL, have been celebrating its 30th anniversary. During 2016, the special event station HB0 AFVL is available on the air until the end of December. Contacts can be confirmed by special QSL card. Contest news. The Stu Perry Top Band Challenge runs for 24 hours until 1500 UTC today, the 18th. CW only on the 180-metre band. The exchange is your four-character locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, a reminder that the UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon continues on 6 metres until the end of January. Details on the uksmg.org website. Radio propagation report now. This week we have a slightly different approach to the HF propagation news. We want to help you and your family contact Santa's Elves in Lapland in Finland. Station Oscar Foxtrot 9 X-ray is once again on the air this Christmas from Santa Claus Land in the Arctic Circle. 12 elves are operating OF9X, which stands for Old Father 9 Christmas, near the city of Oulu in Finland for the entire month of December to work the elves at OF9X. The best starting point is the DX cluster or reverse beacon network to see where they are operating. They've been spotted on many bands and modes over the last week. The HF predictions suggest 20 metres or 17 metres. Both give a good possibility of a contact with a probability of greater than 90% during the hours of daylight. Even 15 metres may be possible about midday. 7 MHz 40 metres should also give a high probability for the whole 24 hours, whilst 80 metres and top band may also be open during the hours of darkness in the UK. But get in quick because NOAA is predicting unsettled geomagnetic conditions from December the 19th to the 23rd due to a recurrent coronal hole. VHF and up, we've had some useful tropo recently, but this will decline early in the week as low pressure becomes the dominant force on the weather charts on the lead up to Christmas. The high pressure that brought us some good tropo in the south and east will be eroded by a large deepening low near Iceland and subsequent lows further south and close to Britain in the latter part of next week. These lows may bring strong winds to some areas, and if you're leaving your station over the Christmas period, do make sure you've checked the forecast and, if necessary, made your antenna safe before leaving. December often sees a minor uptick, it says, whatever that is, in sporadic key activity, so keep alert on the low VHF bands and watch the 10-metre beacons for signs of this propagation mode. With the Geminids meteor shower past its peak, we look forward to the quarantined shower after Christmas. Until then, continue to look for the early morning peak of random meteor activity to make MS contacts. Moon declination goes negative towards the end of the week and losses are climbing as the moon goes out to apogee next Sunday. Get on in the early part of the week to catch the end of this month's lunar cycle. That's it for this week from the Propagation team. Also from me, a very Merry Christmas to all listeners. See you in the period afterwards.